It is difficult to remain content with the small grace of a quiet hour, the small measure of spiritual understanding, the small moment of victory over a sin. We are conditioned to stretch for the large. We believe that it is of a higher godliness to grasp for the more astonishing miracle, the more arduous purity, the more splendid spiritual insight, rather than to be thankful for what God has chosen to give. Dietrich Bonhoeffer in Life Together says this, quote, "We think we dare not be satisfied with the small measure of spiritual knowledge, experience, and love that has been given to us, and that we must constantly be looking forward eagerly for the highest good. Then we deplore the fact that we lack the deep certainty, the strong faith, and the rich experience that God has given to others, and we consider this lament to be pious. Only he who gives thanks for the little things receives the big things." End quote. We miss so many of God's beautiful and perfect gifts when we are focused on the tremendous and the tomorrow, instead of looking up and becoming aware of the right now. When God chooses to grant us a small shard of wisdom, a small snatch of victory, a small sliver of intimacy with him, it is enough. Oswald Chambers says, quote, "We look for visions of heaven, and we never dream that all the time God is in the commonplace things and people around us." End quote. Yes, sometimes God chooses to give us the grand and the monumental, but much of the time he chooses to grace us with the small. If we do not remain awake to the right now, we will miss most of his daily gifts. We will miss some of the best that God has to offer. And after all, God often delights in using the smallest to bring about the greatest blessing. The small boy with the sling and the stones, the small loaves and fishes, the small baby in the stable. Remain awake to the right now and grateful for the small. Father Tim, in Jan Karen's book, These High Green Hills, says this, quote, "When we view the little things with thanksgiving, even they become big things." End quote.